Have you ever stood before a piece of art and your own interpretation inspire you to create something of your own?
You can have five people looking at the art and all five of them would have unique interpretations of it, because we all have different cultural backgrounds. We all are raised in different ways. Our associations with the symbols will all be different.
Karine Bredenkamp is an illustrator and a poet. She has been drawing for as long as she can remember growing up in South Africa.
Take my breath upon your wings and fly it south for safekeeping. Migrate it to a warmer world where essence can expand and emotions can exhale.
She specializes in punctualism, and just a few years back, she started writing poetry after moving to the United States.
I feel like it's always been a part of my life. Even if I don't have a pencil or paint available, I would find something natural. Even in nature, I would create art in nature. So whatever I can get my hands on, I would create something with it. And it's just been a natural form of expression to me since I was a young child.
Even though she discovered her passion for drawing early, she waited to pursue it full-time until after spending years in the academic world.
I was more focused on, I almost want to say, the logical, rational side, but I've always felt this draw towards fine art, like the more expressive art. So it was hard for me to give myself permission to really pursue that full-time. So I think that speaks a lot about the society we grow up in and how important the arts are, but how sometimes it's difficult for us to justify it and to pursue that. I've always written for therapeutic benefits, just to process emotions or things that I was going through in my life. And I feel like I've always known I wanted to and almost needed to do something in a creative direction. And it was hard for me to give myself permission to pursue it.
She realized that her illustrations and poetry complemented each other, like action and reaction. That inspired her to write Enigma, a book featuring her drawings alongside their corresponding poems.
They started coming together in 2022. There's a form of poetry called ekphrastic poetry, and I only found this out after the fact, so I think I was kind of instinctively doing it. And it's basically poetry in response to visual art. So you would sit down and you would write your poetry in response to a piece of visual art, whether it's a painting or sculpture. The nature of my art, I love to be influenced by my subconscious and my intuition. So I create art without necessarily knowing what the end result is going to be like. So it surprises me as well. It became this wonderful, almost therapeutic process for me, where I used my art in the way I intended it to be created, for people to use as a form of introspection or to see how they respond to it. I feel like my favorite part of the process is the interpretation.
Bredenkamp took a step back from her role as an artist to view her work from a fresh perspective. Then she found new interpretations of her art and channeled those reactions into poetry. Enigma was published early this year, and the first poem, also titled Enigma, explores her struggle to understand herself, something she says is familiar to many artists. More information about the book and her illustrations at karinebredenkamp.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.